Hi, babes. My name is Tran, and I'm a 20-something-year-old just trying to navigate life. Walking to the beat of my own drum, I'm excited to take you along my journey, showing you that through authentic living, a whole lot of self-love, and intentional actions in the right direction, you too are capable of creating a life that you're obsessed with. So are you ready? Because I thought so. Let's go. Hi, my love. Welcome back to another episode of Girls and the Gays. I hope you have been doing well. Girl, how the hell are we in month 3 of the new year, girl? Okay, I swear, I just blinked and it was just the other day I was watching Home Alone for the freaking holidays and now we're literally welcoming the Easter Bunny. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell? With all that said, I actually wanted to dedicate today's conversation regarding a lot of the goals that we've set, right? Like, at this point of our journey, starting in the new year and where we might be at now from the top of the year to our present, we might be reflecting on the goals that we set in the beginning of the year and we might be like, okay, have we made the progress that we wanted? Are we still seeing the fruits of our labors or are we doing the thing that we want to do? Or maybe you have since re-strategized, pivoted along your journey and you're like, you know what, that no longer is aligned for me from the goal I set in the beginning of the year. So things might have shifted, changed. It's the inevitable. We're human and that's the fact of the matter. And so with that said, I wanted to discuss in today's episode kind of the distinction as we revisit the goals and stay steadfast to the goals that we set in the top of the year. How can we continue to hold ourselves accountable and distinguish between the work that has to get done and needs to be put in order to achieve the goal that we want and decipher between that grind season and hard work and what that looks like. And why I wanted to bring that up is because I think I'm definitely in a season where I guess I feel like from an outside perspective, people can kind of label me as like, okay, like he is grinding, he is working. I mean, like for calling out loud, like I think my older brother even tells me all the time, like I'm always working. And it had me thinking, I don't know. I kind of started to internalize it in like a bad way where I feel like, okay, like am I working too much or am I doing too much and not giving myself enough time to rest? What does rest have to look like for me? And what are my boundaries and distinction between work and like the time I need to myself? And I had always thought the entire time like that I was kind of like just doing what was aligned for me. And I never really saw it as quote unquote traditional really work or what we kind of describe as work, you know? And so I kind of started to think and I started to feel inspired to have this conversation with you of like this distinction between hard work, working hard and grind season, hustling and all that stuff, especially within the space of self-development. And as we're all trying to aim to evolve, grow and be better version of ourselves, and we often hear on podcasts of like work hard, all this stuff like Andy Frisella or Gary Vee or whatever that is. It's like a lot of those podcasters really preach working hard and going after the thing. And while I am honestly, I feel like I am definitely one of those people too. Like, girl, I drink from the Kool-Aid too, girl. Like, I'm very much about like, you have to create the life that you want and you have to put in the hours, the time, the elbow grease it takes in order to manifest the life that you want, girl. It's not gonna just fall on your lap. I am such a proponent for that. And I think it also kind of comes back to me being first generation, immigrant, Asian, and all the things too that has kind of created that narrative within myself where I feel like, okay, well, like the life that you want, it does take hard work. And so I started to think and I was like, oh, I need to talk to the besties on Girls and the Gays about this and have like an open dialogue about hard work, hustle, that type of kind of mantra and this conversation around it all and kind of my take and what I kind of understand grinding and all that stuff to be and how can you quote unquote find balance. You know what, girl, I'm already getting into like the freaking meat and potatoes of this conversation. I might as well just get right into it. This is the conversation I want to have with you. The distinction between hard work, grinding, finding balance, work-life balance, what does that all mean? And how can you find that sweet spot between going after your goals, but without burning out and having time to also live your freaking life and not just freaking work 24/7. Let's have an open dialogue about that. I have some notes I think that could be helpful and some things that maybe we'll leave it up to you. I more so want you to start churning that engine and start asking yourself, because I don't know you the way you know yourself. You know your boundaries, you know what you're capable of, you know when you're playing small, you know when you are procrastinating and when you need to be held accountable. So that is the goal of today's conversation, of just me trying to open that dialogue first, kind of understand what I understand and have that conversation with you and leave it to you to figure out, okay, are you doing the thing that you want to be doing? And are you putting in enough elbow grease where you deem it fit? And are you also giving yourself the grace to find that balance and enjoy your life as well? And we'll open that dialogue and kind of relate it to kind of like what I understand. So let's play the freaking soundtrack and get right into our conversation today. I first want to start off with this part of our conversation where I feel like there can be seasons of your life that you have to work harder than some other seasons. What I mean by this, maybe this season you've recently got promoted. So right now you have to understand the role, have to work a little bit later, come in a little bit earlier, and do more than your usual routine in the past. Maybe if you are looking back in your previous versions of yourself, you're like, well, right now I'm just so caught up with work. I am doing a lot more than I used to. And you might be comparing your present self to a prior version of yourself. Well, one, I would say, first of all, if you were comparing yourself to a prior version of yourself, comparison, regardless of what that is, can be truly the thief of all joy if it's going to paralyze you and make you feel resentful of your current state. I think especially when you're like, well, oh, before I did not have to work this hard and now I'm putting in so many more hours. Well, the circumstances are completely different. So it's such a disservice for us to sit here and compare. I think you have to take everything for face value and just understand that currently this season, while you are so blessed to have more work, I don't know, not necessarily more work. I think blessed to have had the promotion that maybe you've manifested, or you are doing the thing that you are going after your goals, or doing the thing that you promised yourself you do. And now it therefore means you actually have to put in the work. I think that is the blessing in of itself, face value. You are going after a goal. You are doing something. You're reaching into that next version of you. And this is what it takes. So I just want you to understand that this currently might be just a season where you are learning, understanding, and equipping yourself to become that version of yourself. Because once you get to whatever, wherever there is that arbitrary destination, maybe once you get more acclimated and your feet under yourself in this new role, you will feel more acquainted. You'll feel like you understand the role more. So things will start to flow and you won't feel like you are also learning and building the railroad tracks while the engine is going. You will be able to be more acclimated and more comfortable. So you won't feel like you are biting off more than you can chew, and you won't have to come in as early or work as late. And I just want you to know though, that in this season, again, going back to the comparison thing, if you were comparing yourself to maybe a prior version of yourself when the circumstances were different, you might be self-sabotaging. If you're comparing yourself to your peers that might not have to be working as hard as you do, you might be self-sabotaging. Because once again, what if this season, yes, of course, it's hard work, but this probably was something that you once were praying for. This probably was once something you had always wanted, to be that person going after their dreams, going after their goals and putting in the work. I think now that you've claimed that goal, putting in the work always seems a little bit more boring, you know, because surprise, just because you put something on your vision board or your manifestations, or you journaled about something and you called in your affirmations, doesn't mean you are now that person. You have to become that person in the qualifying season. So maybe this season is your qualifying season. So you have to get a little bit more dirty and in the trenches more than your usual self and do the things that you don't yet understand or know yet. And that all comes with the territory of growing, of transforming, of evolving, of stepping into that next level you. So you just have to understand that this is the season it takes in order to get there, wherever there is, or to when you are claiming that next version or next level you, or you are finally calling your goal and calling your shot. Well, best bestie, it comes with the territory of now actually doing the work. And the last thing I would say to this point is, I don't think working hard or having a lot of work to do is inherently a bad thing. It's just as long as it's aligned, it's something you called in, you called your shot on, and now you actually have to put in the elbow grease. Bestie, this is something you once prayed for. So now it's just time to buckle in, stay focused, stay steadfast, and do the work that needs to be done in order to qualify yourself and become the person you need to be to sustain the goal and go after the goal and harvest your fruits of labor, fulfillment, you know, peace, joy, deep gratitude, contribution. This is just what it takes. And I know I said that was the last thing I was going to touch on regarding seasons, but this is actually the sum of it all. Seasons are temporary. They come and go. So meaning maybe it's the next few weeks that you have to stay locked in and work hard, or the next year, month, whatever that looks like. But it's up to you to deem if this is all necessary and if this is all worth it and aligned for you. And that's why I touched on working hard isn't inherently a bad thing, because if it's all worth it, if it's all aligned to the big picture you, where you want to be in 10 years, what you envisioned for yourself and your life, it's not a bad thing if you have to work a little bit harder or hustle or grind in your current in order to afford the life that you want. And I think that's where the slippery slope is. I feel like especially within like the self-development or grinding or working hard or work-life balance, all that stuff, kind of like that conversation, this dialogue, because I think what people don't understand is like, well, if it's aligned, if it's going to help me get closer to where I want to be, if it's going to allow me to set myself up for long-term success and allow me to be the person that I've always imagined myself to be, to maybe earn X amount of money or live in this type of house, drive this kind of car, or just overall feel fulfilled, then I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it to spend your time to do what is necessary to be the person and become the person that you always had envisioned for yourself. So especially when I'm kind of in this weird paradox where I ultimately, yes, I am working a lot, where I'm working a part-time job, building a business and creating content, whatever, right? Like, I don't want to sit here and be like, I'm doing this. I'm so much better than you. That's not the meaning behind why I say that. I say that more so because I'm trying to paint an example and this narrative and set this up for you, because even my own family, like, they're always like, why are you working so hard? Why do you do so much? And a lot of my friends say the same thing. And low-key, it makes me question, like, while they don't mean it in a bad way, they're not coming from a bad place. They more so are just like, why am I doing so much? Like, why don't I find time to relax? The whole thing. I so get it. I get it. Cause there are a lot of times where I even question myself, like, am I doing all the right things? Am I creating enough time to reset, relax, and all that stuff? And at the end of the day, there is no right from wrong. I think that's just kind of what I found out. There really is no right from wrong. It's just a matter if you have to ask yourself, and I've had to ask myself, is this worth it? Is this aligned? Is this getting me closer to where I want to be? Does this fulfill me? And yes, while I am, maybe, of course, I'm going to validate that I'm tired. Girl, there are many times where I am tired, you know, of course. But the thing is, when it's like holistically, when it's like getting me closer to where I want to be, like maybe again, like I talked about, like being so transparent, I want to own a studio someday. I want to have a group training fitness facility where I offer classes, and I have that vision in my mind so clear. But it takes right now me, I have to work my 9-to-5 in order to invest that income into literally paying my mortgage and also paying down my debt. And then also then building my own clientele with my business. And that's just what it takes. And why I share that with you is because, well, one, I've always been very, very vulnerable and transparent with you. And I think especially on the outside, it can look so like, oh, he has his shit together. He does all these things. I don't know how he does all these things. And I say this because I've been told this straight to my face or in the DMs all the time. And people are often like, I don't know how you do all those things, da da da. And even my own family. And I start to think like, so I'm questioning myself, like, okay, so should I not be working so hard? And should I not be doing so much? Like, am I doing too much? And all the things, but it's like, there is no right from wrong, right? Like, everyone has their own boundaries. Everyone has their own kind of like tank of battery and what charges their battery, what depletes from them, what adds to them, what takes away from it. And for me, I know what can kind of holistically the conversation here. It's like, I'm doing what is aligned for me. I'm doing where I feel like I'm contributing in a massive way in like in real time, but also in a way where it's getting me closer to where I want to be in like 5-10 years and like to have the studio that I envision. But it takes me really making the most out of my present and soaking up every minute, hour that I have in a day to really solidify my brand, my professional life, and what I'm doing to amount to where I want to be. And this is just what it takes, you know? And that's why I wanted to have that dialogue, because I think like, especially a lot of young 20-something year olds, when they're trying to figure out what they're made to do, what they're supposed to do, and they compare themselves to people on social media. Maybe I'm one person that you might be looking at like, well, Tran does all these things, right? Like, I just want you to know, you have to operate at a level where it fulfills you, it charges your battery, and understand too, even when you make a goal and you call in your goal, it does take elbow grease. It does take hours. It does take time, because you need to become the person in order to sustain the goal that you have and in order to achieve whatever goal you have in X amount of time by being super present and intentional with how you spend your time currently. And that might look like working a little bit more than you'd prefer. It really does. But the thing is, it's like up to you to determine, is it worth it? Does it fulfill me? Is it getting me closer to where I want to be? And does it make me happy in my present? That's it. And do not overcomplicate it. Don't worry about what anyone else is saying and stay locked in on that vision that you have for yourself. And truly for me, I'm such a proponent of do whatever it takes as long as you're not hurting anybody and you're doing everything morally correct. Do whatever it takes in order to achieve that goal that you have on your heart. That's it. And that's kind of where I'm at in regard to kind of like, I guess, like this conversation and my understanding of like grind, etc. And I'll recap it here by saying again, going through everything once more. Number one, seasons. This just might be a season of your life, and seasons are temporary. And this is a season where you might have to work a little bit harder than usual. But number two, you have to ask yourself those questions I asked you. Is it worth it? Does it make me happy? Is it getting me closer to where I want to be? Is it aligned? And if you deem yes and all that jazz, then that's all that matters. And number three, you have to also qualify yourself in these seasons to become the person you want to be to sustain whatever goal that you have on your heart. And the last thing too, I would say, every decision has an opportunity cost. It's up to you to decide what that opportunity cost will be. What are you willing to forgo? It's up to you. And there is no wrong or right way. It's just what matters to you. And it comes back to you. Will you sleep well at night knowing that you went after it? Or if you didn't, if you put in an extra hour of studying, or if you didn't, an extra hour of working, or if you didn't, what will help you sleep well at night? And what floats your boat might not float mine, or what floats my boat might not float yours. We are all so unique, and it's not a one size fits all. It's just a matter of you asking and creating that narrative for yourself, okay? All that is to say, I hope this left you with something where you were able to kind of jog that mind in one way or the other, and were able to have some exercises that I was able to leave with you. And I look forward to hearing what you think. I would love to know your feedback. And until next time, my love, I'll catch you on the next one. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll catch you so soon. Bye, bestie. Mwah. My love, if you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed making it for you, please do me a favor and get onto social media. Help me get the word out by tagging me. What was your favorite part about this episode? Please go ahead and let me know. I'm excited to hear from you. And until next time, have a blessed day. You got this.